Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Friday the 22nd of February. Apologies, I am later than normal. Firstly, had data issues this morning, then my PC shut down and I have now done everything and I've got an absolute ton of football for tonight. For myself, I am going to be like Bobby Badfingers on the keyboard this evening, putting bets on and trading. Don't know who Bobby Badfingers is. You can Google it and have a look. Right, straight into the bets. Sorry, I've got so much here that I'm just trying to get myself sorted out. Okay, I've got no horse trade today, but I have got a horse bet I'm going to give you if you wish to do it. Obviously at your own peril if you wish to take part. I'm dutching two horses. You may remember, if people have listened daily, we traded a horse, Arine Hart, probably about a week ago now, week, 8 days ago, and it ran like a load of cabbage. It's actually running again today, and I'm dutching that in the 3 o'clock at Lingfield with a horse called Confrontational. They are the top two in the betting, currently priced 4.9 and 5.3. I'll be dutching my stake across the two. 52% of my stake on the 4.9 shot, which is Confrontational, and 48% of my stake on the 5.3 shot, which is Arine Hart, and I will be doing that pretty much now. So that's my involvement with horses. If you wish to, obviously don't have to. You can watch it, leave it, don't feel you've got to do these things. Football trades this evening at 5 o'clock. Arka Gdynia are playing Piast Gliwice in Poland in the Polish Ekstraklasa. Over 2.5 goals here is just too big, so I will be getting involved in over 2.5 goals pretty much from kickoff. It's 2.34. I will be dripping that in at the first 15 minutes, sort of three bets. If it is 0-0 at half time, obviously with the over 2.5 being value, the over 1.5 is also value. So if it is 0-0 at half time, I will also then back over 1.5 goals. So I'll be in both markets and I will trade from there as the goals go in, which I'm sure they will, hopefully. And then I've got a ton of 3.5 trades today for myself, but I'm going to give you guys one, which is in the Dutch Jupiler League, Dutch Eerste Division at 7 o'clock. NEC Nijmegen versus Almere City. You can lay the over 3.5 at 2.36. Not a fortune in the market, but you'll get matched up around that price this evening, I would think. And it's the usual over 3.5 trade. I will trade that and look to take sort of between 25-50% profits, or somewhere in the middle there, depending how the goals go in. If a goal goes in, you don't have to have a panic attack. You need four to have a loser. So hopefully they don't get off to one of the Dutch flurries and we have a bit of time to manage ourselves in that one. And then a few mentions for the weekend, all up in Scotland, which I know for this podcast hasn't been a overly happy hunting ground yet, but it is over the long term. Queen of the South is the only home in Scots Championship, and they are playing Alloa. Anything above 1.7, if you get anything above 1.7 on Queen of the South, whether it's with the bookmakers or waiting for Betfair to get some money, and it's 1.73 and 1.8 on Betfair. But those of you who've got bet booking accounts and you want a bit of that, then Queen of the South playing tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then in the Scots Premier League, Aberdeen are 2.14 away to St Johnston. That is too big, so I will be getting involved in that. I will probably back Aberdeen. St Johnston are 3.95, 4.3. I don't want to be laying at 4.3, so I will probably back Aberdeen in that game. And then moving through the divisions into the Scottish Championship, Dunfermline against Ayr 2.24, so I'll and 2.4. If I can lay Ayr around about 2.24 to 2.3, I will lay Ayr. Otherwise, I will back Dunfermline. But I will try and get the lay on side there. Again, it's weak market at the moment. I might revisit that in tomorrow's pods if there's money in here, but make a note of them now. So that's the Air Dunfermline again. So the away is the mentioned Dunfermline. It's just how you play it, whether you back Dunfermline or whether you lay Air. I don't want to be laying 2.4, so I will try and get in around 2.3 or lower if I can to lay them. Brecon versus Stranraer in League One. In this one, again, I will probably lay Brecon 2.76 to 2.8. I like the fact it's a close market, so I will probably lay Brecon there in that game at 2.78 and may well trade that one if I quite a tight match game, but I will see how my day is going overall. And then in Raith versus Montrose, also in Scottish League One, I will be laying Raith. Raith are probably going to start odds on, so I will be laying Raith, and again I may well do a lay to back on that one. So we have, just to go over it all, the horse, I'm dutching two horses in the 3 o'clock at Lingfield, Arian Heart and Confrontational. Let's hope Arian Heart runs better than it did when we tried to trade it. Football trades, Arca 2.36 over 2.5. I will be backing that from the first 15 minutes and I will green up if there's a goal. If it's 0-0 at half time, then I'll back over 1.5 and I'll sort both markets out as goals go in the second half. NEC Nijmegen laying over 3.5, 2.36, and I will again be trading that for sort of 25, 30, 40% profit, depending how quickly the market starts moving. Mentions, home is Queen of the South at home in the Scots Championship. Aways, Aberdeen away to St Johnstone in the Premier League. Dunfermline away to Ayr in the Scottish Championship, and Stranraer away to Brecon in the Scottish League One, and Montrose away to Raith in Scottish League One. So that's it for today. I do apologise if it's a bit disjointed. I've had tons on today, being a Friday, and I will be back tomorrow with more. Have a great Friday, and I'll speak to you hopefully in the morning if I can get all my issues resolved.